So the big question is this: how can you, as an entrepreneur, be able to get unstuck, to be able to know what to do, how to do it, and where to start, so that you can stop experiencing a lack of wealth, health, faith, and love, to get to point B, where you're experiencing the life you were meant to live as an entrepreneur, your greatest one life, creating more income, impact, and influence? That is the big question. This podcast will give you the answer. My name is Austin Blanchfield. Welcome to the One Entrepreneur Podcast. Awesome. I'm super excited. Hey, what's up, everyone? Austin Blanchfield here, coming at you live, and really blessed, really honored, because today I get the privilege, I get the honor to be able to interview such an amazing person that I have got the pleasure to know. She is one of the top affiliates for Life on Fire, and she is just crushing it in the space. The way that she shows up for others is just absolutely incredible. So I'd like to introduce Katie Smith, business and life coach. How are you doing?
So good to be here with you, Austin. It's such an honor and a privilege. Like, you have blessed my life so much. Knowing you has just been such a gift, and I'm just honored to be with you today. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. It goes both ways. So I'm absolutely blessed as well. And so this is going to be fun. This is going to be super exciting. So, people tuning in here on Facebook, if you have any questions, like, go ahead and pop them in the chat. We'd love to be able to interact with you. With this being live, we're here to just be able to provide insight, provide value for you all tuning in. Different tips, different strategies, different techniques. Just look into Katie's one life, her one lifestyle, to be able to get to where she's at today, and then talk about her, what she's got in the works, to be able to really just achieve that fulfillment as being a business and life coach. So if you have any questions, be sure to pop them in the chat so we can address them. But otherwise, we'll just get rolling. So Katie, big question. Here we go. For you, so what's something that, like, most people don't know about you?
Oh man, this is so much fun. So, we're not meeting in person. You can't see how tall I am, but I'm 5'4" and kind of more of a smaller build. And something that very few people know about me is that in my first year and a half of marriage, back as a 21-year-old, I was a cross country truck driver with my husband. Surprise!
Nice. That is a pretty big surprise. Yeah, cross country driver being 5'4", small. But yeah, I don't really see that often.
It's true. We if other trucks passed us and I was driving, they'd like literally slow down the truck and be like, "Who is that? You know, like, what's going on?" So yeah.
That is awesome. That's all part. So I'm curious. So then that kind of brings us into your journey here too. So, like, going from that, like, with your calling and your purpose with being a life coach, did you realize that when you were 21 at the time that you were going to be doing what you're doing today?
That's a great question. I think a lot of people, we, as teenagers and stuff, we picture what our life is going to be like. And I definitely, had a picture. I wanted to serve other people. I wanted to work with internationals. I wanted to bless people. I wanted to be involved in my church. The one thing I wasn't counting on was getting married. I didn't expect that to happen. And when that happened, and then the kids happened really fast after that, it was like, whoa, what happened? And it's just been this amazing journey of being super fulfilled as a wife and a mother. But, we can't count on what's going to happen in life. Like, we don't know the future. Mm-hmm. And so, we had a crisis and my husband was diagnosed with lupus. We had to change our work. We had worked as a family to work with international people who were coming to America to learn English. And we loved our work, but because of his illness and other things that were going on, we needed to step away from that. And so then I was like, well, what am I going to do? I've been homeschooling. I've been mentoring these international students for the better part of my adult years and worked in media and education when my kids were very small. But how can I bring all those gifts together in a way that is super relevant? And at the time it's 2019. So how do I pivot in 2019? How can I use my gifts, talents, and abilities to provide something to the marketplace that is needed and that people will receive? And that's what's so amazing about my connection with you, Austin. As we are both, learning and growing as coaches, is I've always loved to encourage. I've always loved to inspire. And I've always loved to call out what it is in other people that is from God, that is good, that is life-giving. And so when this opportunity came along to pivot, I was like, okay, God, what can I do with this? And then I was introduced to coaching and I was like, what? How come I've never heard of this before? So that's how I got into coaching. It wasn't that I didn't even knew that a coach existed. You know, to me, it was like a mentor, something like that. But I didn't know that you could go so much faster by connecting with someone in a very committed, gracious, and goal-oriented way. So I just love it now. Yeah.
That is, wow, that's incredible. That's awesome. And that's so true. I mean, just even reflecting in my life as well, as far as, I never really heard of life coach or business mm-hmm. coach. I didn't even, like you're saying, kind of you hear about like mentors and people that are doing really well that, you know, kind of help others, but you don't really kind of understand that concept of how a coach can really get you to where you want to be, just like that fast track. And right. So for you in that pivot, like what was that point where it was just like the flip of the switch? Like mm-hmm. what occurred during that moment to be able to like help you get that, like that mm-hmm. epiphany, like this aha moment? What was that for you?
Yeah. There were two things that specifically helped. And one of them was hearing the message. So somebody else casting a vision of what was possible, somebody else outside of my norm saying, you've got gifts and talents and abilities. So that was one part of it. And then the other part of it was being in a community where everybody is like stepping out. And, you know, it's one thing to go to church, you know, it's a very different culture at church. You know, different churches have different personalities, but I knew I needed something. I was desperate. And if you've ever been desperate, you know what that feels like. It's like something's got to give. And what can I do with my limitations? What can I do with my blessings to make that happen? And so the two things again were, you know, having somebody speak into my life. And in this case, it was somebody I didn't even know that I had never seen before. And then it was being surrounded by people who were like-minded. And that's why I love what you're doing so much, Austin, why it's such a benefit to people. It's why you've grown the group to almost 100 people in a very short amount of time. And it's going to explode even further because you are doing that same thing for others. So congratulations on that. It's amazing.
Thanks. And that's so true. I mean, when you can be able to surround yourself with a community that can help just really lift you up, right? Mm-hmm. To be able to help you get to where you want to be. Like that's what we did. Like, you know, they always talk, you always hear, you know, you are the average of the five people that you spend the most with. You're the average. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you noticed how you want to be able to really just surround yourself with the right community to be able to lift you up the way that you've been called. And so, mm-hmm. So exactly. So like relative to your calling, how is it that like your purpose, your calling as a business and life coach, how do you show up for others?
How do I show up for others? This feels so familiar. Like we've spent so much time together having these powerful conversations and you have just been such a gift and an asset to me, the way that you've actively listened. Mm-hmm. So in showing up for others, that's something we always want to do, right? Is just actively listen and pay attention to how we're feeling. So this is one of those big things that I didn't know. Like most of my life, I was told you can't trust how you feel. You can't trust your own heart. And so I now know that, well, yes, the Bible does say that the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? But that's not the only thing the Bible says about the heart. And so, you know, after hitting bottom and the work that we were doing and just giving and giving and giving, I've learned that if I don't take care of myself first, and what that means is doing things on a regular that pour back into me. If I don't do that, and if I'm not aware of how I'm physically doing, then I can't show up for my clients really well. So let me give you an example of that, because you know, we all learn through failures really well, right? Oh gosh. Okay, so in September, and this is for everybody who's working so hard, right? We have our goals, we have our numbers, we have our time, and we're like, all right, you know, it's the fourth quarter. What do I want to do in the fourth quarter? How am I going to finish the third quarter well? And I had wrestled you know, to figure out like, okay, what are my numbers going to be for September? And how am I going to spend my time? And I had made a commitment to myself that I would take off one day a week, one 24-hour day, and turn off my phone completely and take that day to just recharge. And I skipped it for 2 weeks at the end of September. Mm-hmm. And then I had 3 appointments just totally go sideways on me. And, you know, sometimes the Lord or the universe, whatever you want to call it, I believe it's God, comes into our, allows us to make mistakes so that we can learn from them. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, my spirituality, my faith teaches me is that we get to rest. In fact, it's a command in our religion. And so it's like, how do we apply that today without being legalistic? And I think it's really, you know, knowing how you're feeling and, you know, respecting the fact that we are all made with limits, whether we want to believe that or not. And that one of the greatest gifts that we can give to any client that we show up for is to be taking care of ourselves first so that we're giving our best. And I mean, it's really hard to be an active listener when you're exhausted and you're fried, right? So that's what I love, that principle of just, you need to rest, recharge, know how you're feeling. And then the one more thing about feelings that I did want to say is that This was such a game changer for me, Austin, was that feelings are like indicator lights in your car, right? Mm-hmm. They're the dashboard that says something's happening and you might not know what the something is. So you can't just say, oh, I'm angry, that's wrong. It's so much better to say, okay, I'm angry, why am I angry? And to give yourself the time to just sit, take a deep breath and say, what's going on here? And where did this start from? And so by doing that, it's like this wonderful gift that we get to give ourselves and the people that we're seeking to serve, because if we can't show up well, we can't help them get to the breakthrough either. And I just want to give you some credit too. I know I'm talking a lot, but I want to give you some credit, Austin, because, you know, I was coming off of a really rough appointment and I that's not normal for me. It was the first time. And I was like, wow, what happened there? And you are so great as a coach. You met me right there. You practice exactly what I'm saying. And you showed up for me with, you know, active listening, empathy, grace. And I'm like, is this what we're supposed to be doing right now? And you're like, hey, I can meet you where you are. That is okay. And I want to just thank you for that gift because I've been able to apply that in a lot of situations.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, of course. Yeah. It was a very powerful session. And like you said, I mean, you drop so much value in just what you're talking about here. And I hope that everyone that's tuning in on this really takes this home, is the aspect of really being able to take care of yourself first. And I feel like as entrepreneurs, we have that very servant heart where we do want to be as selfless as we can to be able to give. And sometimes when we are so focused on that, we can forget about ourselves in the process. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that forgetting of ourselves comes into play with our own identity of how we are meant to show up for others. Mm-hmm. And so that is so, so key how you're talking about this. And like, I mean, it's just, it really hits home with me, especially with what I've been through in my journey with ulcerative colitis and putting health on the back burner, putting myself on the back burner to be able to serve. And I just realized, like what you're saying, the more that I could take care of myself in the process, the more I am able to be and give and do for others. And mm-hmm. so that is really huge. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing that. That's powerful. That's really powerful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, and this is really great too, for the, like tuning in right now, I want you to be able to ask yourself like that aspect of who you are, like your identity and how you want to be able to show up, in the process when it comes to whether you're a coach, mm-hmm. Or not a coach. Like if you're involved in helping others, you need to be able to ask yourself, okay, who am I and how am I supposed to show up? How am I meant to show up for others? And so I know with you, Katie, you know, having God as such a just integral part of your life, how do you feel like that plays a component in you showing up for others? And then just your journey in general, when it comes to you know, looking at all aspects, whether it's your business or your life, when it comes to health, wealth, faith, love, how does that play a role for you?
That's so good. So it grounds me because they, you know, we're learning some great practices. We're surrounding ourselves with great people. So we're getting a lot of wins. We're having a lot of positive experiences. It's easy to be like, this is great. This is great. Finally, I'm stepping in. And then, you know, like last week, something goes terribly wrong. And then you're like, oh my gosh, what was that? You know, and for me, knowing first that, and this might be outside some people's comfort zones, like I respect that, but my religion teaches me that that apart from God, like everybody is just a hot mess. And I think we could all agree that's true. Yeah. And then, you know, so like, then there's Jesus, a historical fact, and then he's the Son of God, which is another whole thing. And then he lived a perfect life, died the death I deserve to die because I'm not perfect. And then he rose again to new life. And in doing that, there was a transaction that happened. And the transaction was that now God the Father sees me the way that Jesus should have been seen, perfect, blameless, holy. But my mistakes have now been forgiven because I've said, you know what? I need forgiveness. I need forgiveness. I make mistakes. I am not perfect. I want to have God in my life. I want to be reconciled to God. And that's kind of a big word, but like, if you've ever had a broken relationship and you're like, oh, things are not right. And you're like, if you see that person at the store, you're like, oh, I'm going the other way. Right. Well, that's how it is until we understand what Jesus did for us. So when Jesus lived the perfect life we cannot live, died the death we deserve, and then gives us that righteousness, that gives us permission to enter back into relationship with God. This is like mind blowing because now this changes everything. So now when I make a mistake in my marriage, in my family, in my business, I can own it without shame. I can own it without shame. Do you know how wonderful that is? Like, I don't know if you struggle with shame, but I do. Yeah. And so knowing that, like, okay, Jesus took my shame and he gives me his honor. Whoa, like mind blown, right? Like Austin, I want to honor you for what you're doing. And I personally, you've honored me by having me on your show. But now because of my faith, now I'm like, okay, my lag time between a failure and getting back to being able to deliver is a lot shorter. So whereas maybe, you know, a disappointing exchange would have knocked me out for a couple of weeks when I was younger. Now it's like, okay, I can feel bad about this. I'm going to give myself until, you know, 5 o'clock today.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say, you know what? I made a mistake. And if there's something that I need to go back and apologize for, I'm going to do it. But here's the other thing is when you give yourself a time limit to kind of experience the failure, you also can see like, well, it wasn't just me. Like we need grace. We need grace, but then we can also give grace. And the more that I give and receive grace from God, I don't give him grace. The more I receive grace from God and the more I give it to others, the more I'm like, okay, now I can be confident. And Austin, that's what you did for me last week on our call. You just gave me so much grace. And I was reading a quote the other day and it was from Dr. Henry Cloud and I want to get it right. It was something to the effect of truth without grace is just pain. It's just like, there's nothing good in that.
Yeah.
But truth with grace changes everything. And so, you know, I love that we can be resilient. We can see our mistakes and we can grow from them and add that value. And it's really my faith that has taught me that and has anchored me in that reality. So thanks for asking. It's one of my favorite things to talk about.
Nice. Oh, that's great. That's great. And that really brings kind of to point two, as far as like receiving that grace, like for the mistakes that we all make, right? Like, so is there a particular moment in your life that kind of really stands out to you that, you know, you were down a certain path, possibly made a mistake, and you really just recognized God's grace in that to be able to recover?
What kind of stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll try to make this succinct. So, you know, in 2016, I had all these international students living with me. I'd been married for 16 years. I was homeschooling my sons, and someone very, very close to me was living with me. And I noticed I started like having heart palpitations and I knew there was tension there, but I just kept trying to show up as best I could to serve this person. It's actually a family member. And ultimately, after a year and a half, I had to ask this family member to move out. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, Austin, but family is really important. I mean, I do know about you, actually, that your family is very important to you. And I was going to say, you know, I'm from an Irish, Italian, Catholic background. Like, you don't go against your family. And mm-hmm. in this particular situation, my leadership said, you have to ask this person to move out. And I was like, this is like a mortal sin. Here I am, you know, leading this activity as like this diplomat, and I can't even get along with my own family member. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the church got involved. It was a big mess. And I was like, okay, Jesus, I need help, because this is not the first time that a relationship has gone south for me. Mm-hmm. How is it that I'm trying to love as best I can, and it's not working out the way I want it to? And I ended up doing a deep dive. And now this is actually one of the things that I coach from now, was that broken moment of having to ask this family member to move out, and the devastation of that, you know, moral failure to love, and taking it super seriously. So, you know, turning it around. And the Christian word for that is repentance. It's saying, what am I doing? What am I doing that's not loving and not honoring God or not honoring people? And what do I need to do to change that? And it was a mystery to me, because I thought I was loving. But I've learned that I wasn't owning the treasures of my own soul. I wasn't in touch with my own desires. I wasn't in touch with my own limits, physically or otherwise. And like you said, just giving. And, I just got on my face before God and I sobbed. And then I started Googling and I was like, I need help. How do you learn to love? What is love supposed to look like? Help. And the Lord led me to a church that I trusted that was having a 9-week boundaries class. And I, you know, it's not easy to do that kind of work, that kind of heart work where you're looking really deep inside to figure it out. But this is where having a coach can be such a powerful thing, because you need a cheerleader. You need somebody kind of outside yourself. And I did. I needed people outside myself to say, you're not who you want to be yet, but that's okay, because God loves you, first of all, completely. You can never exhaust his love. You can never exhaust his grace. And so now you just get to learn the process of owning your own heart. And I really hadn't done that. And what it came down to for me is, when I die, I'm going to stand before Jesus, and he's not going to ask me what anybody else did with the gifts, talents, and abilities that he gave them. He's not going to ask anybody else what they did with my gifts. He's going to ask me what I did with my gifts. And this goes back to, like, who's in charge of your life? Is it you, or are you giving that power away? And, you know, it's 2020. It's been 4 years. I'm still struggling with that. I haven't mastered that yet, but I have come such a long way. And I will say that, as somebody who's really struggled to understand what does the abundant life in Christ mean, I've been able to figure that out by understanding the treasures of my soul. In fact, it's my screensaver on my phone. So I'll just, this is, have yeah. I read this to you, Austin?
No, not yet.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm going to hold that up right there. Ignore the top line. It looks like scribble scrabble, but that list says, I am responsible for my thoughts, my feelings, my attitudes, my beliefs, my behaviors, my choices, my values, my limits, my talents, my desires, and who or what I love and trust. And so I literally keep it on my phone, because that's my greatest struggle, but it's also become my greatest blessing, because knowing that has freed me up to be in relationship and not feel like I'm responsible for your journey. I'm not. I get to come alongside and encourage and bless, but I'm not responsible for it, but I am responsible for how I show up. So I better own that.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And a lot of key points with what you just said. And as far as that aspect, like, yeah, who's in charge of your life? That's very powerful, and something I think in a lot in through our experiences in today's day and age, in today's world, where even just looking at emotions, and even just owning emotions, owning the way that we feel. And I know we kind of really hit on this aspect of, like, really experiencing what you feel first, like taking moments in your life to experience that. But, like, looking at even just something as simple as statements where it's like, oh, this person doesn't make me happy, or this person, you know, it like made me sad, or that aspect. It's like, who do you want to control your emotions? Who do you want to be, to like control your life? Is that, do you want to leave that to somebody else, like you're saying, or take full ownership? And that's a really key point. And then also, I just want to hit on like what you're saying is like, I always like to say you grow from the low. And mm-hmm. So there's a lot of moments that you can experience, like we all experience the struggle, like eat and struggle for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like we all experience struggle, like no matter what, but it's that's in those, enough. Yeah, it's in those moments where you can either choose to grow or you can choose to stay where you're at. Mm-hmm. Or keep going backwards, keep experiencing the struggle. And so really like growing from the low, the ways that like you're mentioning, the key components to be able to help do that, to really grow from the low, is surrounding yourself with the right support. The biggest thing, one of the number one problems for entrepreneurs in the space is doing it alone, right? Like that lone wolf syndrome. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't just apply for entrepreneurs, but just in general, when it comes to life and experiencing struggle, we're all on this journey together, and we can support each other in a way to be able to lift each other up, encourage each other. It's just going to help us that much more. So I feel like that's kind of the recurring theme of our conversation. It's like, how can we surround ourselves with the right support, with the right community, to be able to help fast track turning our struggle into a learning experience that we can grow rapidly from. And I feel that's really key from what you're discussing, what you're saying. And so that's awesome. Great. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's huge. That's really huge. And so looking at just kind of struggles in general, what do you feel like, just based upon your experience and in coaching others, what do you feel like is the most common like failure or struggle for others not really, you know, entrepreneurs not really thriving in their purpose, in their life?
Oh man, I think that comes back to mindset, right? Yeah. The mind game. I was talking to an expert coach last night. He's got, 15 years of experience. And I said, like, is this just a mind game? Like, what's going on for me right now? And he's like, yeah, it is. Like when you're like, I am coming to the end of the first year of coaching, I was doing it for 3 months, stepped away because I got scared, then was like, no, I need to be back in there. That's what I really want to do. That's what I love. That's where my passion is. And so he's like, yeah, just reminding yourself of where you're going is going to be key. And he reminded me of something I've done, and you've probably done this too, Austin, where you write a letter of where you want to go and what you want to have achieved. And so I'm like, okay, that's my homework from the call last night, was I need to rewrite my letter just for the next 3 months. I had written it for a 12-month goal, and I'm recognizing that in some seasons, the challenges are so much so fast that it's better to write a letter to yourself where you're declaring, this is what I want to have happen in my life. Dear Katie, I'm so proud of you. In 3 months' time, you did X, Y, and Z. That's amazing. Great job. You didn't give up. And here's how it feels. You feel settled now for the first time in ages. You feel like you are coming into your own, that you're coming home. And that's the letter that I'm going to be writing to myself today. And I hope that that's how everyone feels, that in the journey, that we can go back to that letter or whatever it is that grounds someone. And, like for me, just committing to reading it, or even just committing to writing it sometimes is enough, but really owning that mindset game and saying, wow, I know there's a lot ahead of me in a particular day, but I've planned some rest time tomorrow. So those two things, having the letter where you clear your mind, and then also reminding yourself that you're going to have the time to rest another day. And so today you can get after it, you can show up your best.
Yes. Awesome. 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 I love that. And so, I feel like this kind of leads into this question as well. As far as like, if you had a time machine and everything that you know right now, you could, go back with everything that you know right now, what would be kind of the one change that you would make, that you would give, as far as value advice for others that are just starting their journey?
Well, that's such a great question. I feel like that is like a magical question, right? if I could do one thing, gosh, I wish that I had found my coach and the coaching program that I'm a part of. I wish I had found that earlier. It didn't exist.
Yeah.
But I wish I had found it earlier. Because that community, and so this is, you know, what to look for to save yourself a lot of heartache is people who are gracious, people who can tell the truth, and people who are for you. So you want to surround yourself with people who are gracious, people who are tell the truth, and people who are for you. Just going back to that same thing that I wish I had had that, because man, and that it's okay to spend the money for that. Like that was a huge mind game. That's why after 3 months of coaching, I quit, because I hadn't financially invested in myself. And so I didn't have the right people around me and I got burned out. I didn't know what I was doing. Yeah. And you can only know so much from books and YouTube videos. There's something magical about this beautiful thing called a human connection. Yeah. And I'm sad that, you know, I would pour over books, but I didn't know that there were people out there who wanted to pour into me, and they just needed me to take that step to invest in myself, to take that commitment seriously, to get me where I wanted to go. I mean, so it sounds like a shameless plug for coaching, but it's true.
and exactly what we're saying. I mean, if you would have never had that in your life, currently, like just speaking as far as like impact on how coaching has been able to provide you the life that you're wanting to be able to live right now. Like it's huge. And I completely agree 110%. Like the way with my struggle, everything that I experienced with my health, going through a divorce, like the lowest of my lows in my entire life, a coach was there for me, like allowing me to just fully step into, like you're saying, be able to invest in yourself and just step into how you're meant to show up, like your calling, your purpose. And when you have somebody on your side that's able to in your corner, like for you, like you're saying, that's able to be able to push you in the right direction, but in such a very encouraging, incredible way. And so that is like, I'm glad I'm in like you're saying, like it seems like a shameless plug, but it's like how it's affected our lives has just been absolutely incredible. So we're just on fire for that. And so,
exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So you fired me up. Can I say one more thing real quick?
Oh yes. Oh, for sure. Say as much as you want.
Okay. So, you know, I've been married for 20 years and I have two sons, but let me tell you, my husband is not my coach and I am not the right coach for him.
Yeah.
My best friends are my best friends. They're not my coaches. They love me, but they can't speak into my life the same way that a coach can. Yeah. My husband can't speak into my life the same way that a coach can. He just can't. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's like, that's not his personality at all. Yeah. And I love him for who he is. I don't want him to change. But if I'm going to be the wife he needs, I need somebody speaking into me so that I can understand, you know, the language barrier. We all have a language barrier with everyone in our lives. And so having a coach that says, okay, here's what's going on. This is why it's not working. This is what you need to do. And most of the time they just ask powerful questions, right? But every once in a while we need somebody to say, all right, I see something here that you don't.
Yeah.
And I want to help you with that. And so as much as I love my husband and my best friends and, you know, the people in my life, they're not my coaches. And now I love my coaches.
and that's a very good point that I feel like being able to distinguish, okay, who's a part of my life that can speak into different areas, and how like to be able to distinguish and have those, I guess, those boundaries and those healthy boundaries for people that are able to, yeah, just speak into your life in certain ways. And a coach is going to speak into your life in a very different way when it comes to just any aspect that you're looking to grow in, whether it's health, wealth, faith, or love. And so that's huge. Thank you for sharing that. Awesome. Cool. Well, this has been great. So on a final note, is there any kind of one last thing that you would want to be able to just speak into as far as that entrepreneur that's looking to whether they're stuck or looking to, you know, start their journey, what's kind of one final note that you'd like to give them?
Yeah, I would just say, like, you're on the right path. Like, don't give up. The world needs what you have. And those little, you know, momentary struggles, the word says, these momentary afflictions, that's what they are. So let's take a long view for the impact that we want to create, that we want to see people come alive. And they won't be able to do it unless we step into our visions. And so I just want to affirm you that if you're struggling today, and like, Austin, this is so amazing. Like, there are people on the other side of this video that are having breakthroughs right now that wouldn't have had it if you weren't on right now. And so that's true for them too, that when they pick up the phone, when they're connecting with somebody else, that the person on the other side is getting their breakthrough as well. And it's so powerful. So don't give up, keep going, keep pressing. The world needs you.
Yes. Awesome. That is so great. Thank you. That's so huge. So you heard her. Yeah, you heard her. Don't give up. Like, step into who you're meant to be, who you're meant to show, like how you're meant to show up in this life. So that is so huge. Thank you so much, Katie, for being on and sharing. So if people want to get involved in your space, you know, support, resources, what's the best way to be able to get in touch with you and be involved?
Yeah, there's two really fun things happening that I'm doing right now. One is the Godmother's Book Study Group. It's a Facebook group. It's totally free. There's almost 100 people in there, Austin. It's amazing. Yeah. And the things that we have in common is we're all women and we're all trying to grow in our understanding of God and what it means to receive more of his love and give more of his love. So that's one way they can get involved. And then another way is I would just love to get on the phone with you and hear more of your story. Where are you at and what's your vision going forward? How can we connect? How can we mutually support each other in this thing as entrepreneurs? Because yeah, like Austin said, we don't want to do this alone. So thank you so much, Austin. It's been such an honor.
Yes. Yes. Great. It's been an honor having you on here and being involved in your space and how you show up, even for me as well, is just absolutely incredible. And so I wanted to be able to get you on because it's the value that you've been able to provide me and insight in my life when we have our connect calls. Like, it's just been absolutely incredible. And so I thank you. Thank you so much. This has been great. This has been awesome.
Thank you.
All right. So we'll see you all later. Thank you so much for tuning in and be sure to comment, you know, below. Share the number one tip, the number one value drop, the value bomb that you received from, you know, today's live video. Be sure to get in touch with Katie, you know, through her group, you know, contact her on Facebook. Just simply send a message. She's here to be able to love, serve, provide support in any way that she possibly can. So be sure to reach out and connect, and we will see you all on the next live video interview next week. Be sure to plug into the group. There's going to be a masterclass that's going to be happening next week as well. So a lot of stuff in the works to be able to provide you value as an entrepreneur to be able to show up the way that you're meant to show up. That's what it's all about. So like Katie said, step into your vision, how you're meant to show up, keep pressing, keep moving forward, and be able to surround yourself with the right support system to be able to make sure that you maintain the right track, right? Like, to be able to stay the course and experience that fast track in your life. All right. So take care. Love you all. Thank you so much again, Katie. And we will, catch you within the group and on the next live interview. All right.
Awesome. God bless everybody. Have a great day. Yeah. Thank you, Austin.
Yeah. You are awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in to the One Entrepreneur podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you do not miss a beat. Every single week, providing value through live interviews with One Entrepreneurs. So, see you next time. Love you. My name's Austin Blanchfield. Tune in out.